Assalamualaikum. How are you doing, guys? I hope you're taking care of yourselves and I hope you're taking care of your loved ones as well. Today's podcast is going to be rather short. In fact, I was contemplating whether or not to postpone the podcast again. But seeing as we had no podcast the last week, I decided, you know what? 1 week is enough break for Prince Tego. Anyways, welcome back to today's podcast where we learn to motivate, educate, develop each other. Guys, do not forget, if you have a friend who would benefit from these podcasts, please do share with your friend. Manzakin. Buenos dias. Buenas tardes. Buen dia. Buen tarde. Guten Morgen. Manzakin. Salam alaikum. Bonjour. Bonsoir. Selon où vous êtes. Guys, I hope you're having a great day. Once again, it's Friday. An opportunity for us to reflect, to refresh, and to restart. Next week, hopefully, you can make it a better week if this week wasn't that great. If this week was great, you can better it and make it an awesome week next week. What do you think, guys? Today's podcast, I want to talk about gratitude. Something happened yesterday that really, really humbled me, I must say. I must confess. Yes. I am humbled many times in a day at times. So what happened is that I realized that I was complaining so much about an event which I could not control. So I took a step back just whilst going through the event and realized that, listen, things could have really been worse. I do not have everything I want. And I mean, those who follow me on TikTok and on Instagram would realize that I shared that on my Instagram Reels, on my TikTok, and on my Facebook Reels as well. I said, we may not have everything that we want. We may not be where we want to be, but we certainly have so much to be grateful for. The question I'm asking you today. All right. So normally I would cut this out and replace it, but I'm not doing that today. Now I'm learning to leave the mistakes in the podcast so you guys will see the processes of actually making podcasts. It's always not that perfect. So the question I have for you today is, how many times do you find yourself complaining, groaning, moaning, wailing? You guys should go and look for that Benedict Cumberbatch video where he's talking about just do. How many times do you find yourself complaining, stressing, just talking about things you have no control over? Today, I want to ask you, if there's nothing you can do, why don't you take the time to actually reflect and be grateful for the things that you actually do have? Life may not be all rosy, life may not be all perfect, but you certainly have so much to be grateful for. The first thing, chief of them, is the gift of life that God Almighty has given to you. Now, I am of the Christian proclivity. It means I believe in Jesus Christ. I believe in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I believe in God the Father. And I know people question my Christianity, but guys, I promise to make another podcast for that another day. But this is what I believe, that my life is a gift from God. And every morning when I wake up, I say thank you. Shukran. Merci. Danke. Gracias. Obrigado. Medase. Akpe. Oyuadon. That is what I say. Thank you. Because I do reckon that this gift of life can actually be taken in a twinkling of an eye. And I have had a couple of NDEs, near-death experiences, over a couple of days. So I certainly understand that. You see, we oftentimes get so enveloped by everything that we're experiencing that we forget that this gift of life is so precious. So precious. I was watching a video on Instagram today and a man said, a healthy man has tens of thousands of wishes. The sick man or the dying man has only one wish. That struck a chord. The dying man has only one wish, to have life. I look at my life and I am so grateful for the gifts of the people around me. Friends I now call family. A family that have become more than just people bound by blood. People I can depend on. Today I'm reminded of the many advantages and opportunities that lie before me. I'm not saying that the system I find myself in is perfect. I'm not saying that everything around me is glittering gold and all of that. Far from that. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying today is despite everything, all the challenges, despite all the mishaps that's happened in my life, despite all the unfortunate events I would like to get rid of in my life, despite all the regrets, despite all the pain, despite all the remorseful moments, I find myself again and again realizing how lucky I am, or to even be more precise, how blessed I am. So if you join my masterclass, guys, the reason why there's masterclass in my mind is I want us so much to go and join Vuzi Tembakwai in his masterclass, all right? But that's just by the way. If you are part of my mastermind classes, I always end the class by saying, I am blessed. Most people think it's just mantra Prince Tego is saying. No, far from that. I believe I, Prince Tego, son of my father, son of my mother, I am blessed by God. I am blessed. And I believe this blessing is not just in the physical. I believe I'm so blessed. I often tell people, if you and I sin against God, God will forgive me first. God will forgive all of us, guys. That's the truth. He will forgive all of us. But I just like to call myself God's favorite. I am blessed. And I believe that these are things that we can tell ourselves. Despite everything going on, I was reminded this morning that what I thought I had lost, I could have lost it in tenfold, in a hundredfold, and I would still have lost my life in the process. Today, I'm so grateful for life. I'm so grateful for the little favors that people do me. I'm reminded that I do not need to have a sense of entitlement, that nobody owes me anything. Even those I think owe me something in reality can decide to just, you know, F me up, and that would be okay. They would move on with their lives. We should be grateful for the few people who actually even try to show care, even if it's not that obvious. We should be grateful for the love we are able to receive from people, even those loves we are not able to reciprocate. We should be grateful. We should be. Today, yours and mine challenge. Your and mine challenge today is to look at life, and despite the pain, despite the moments you would so much wish to get rid of, stay grateful. Remain grounded in gratitude. So friends, this is the podcast for today. An imperfect podcast to just show you guys how messed up things can be and yet how beautiful they can end. My name is Prince Tego, and guys, I am just a guy trying to do my best, that's all. And I'm grateful for the opportunity to be able to do that. You are human with an opportunity to do something good, something better. Be grateful for that and use it. Have a wonderful weekend. It's all love from my end. Remember what our guru Mike said, the only useful negative energy is to transform it into positive energy. And the only energy that's useful is positive energy. Go out there, be positive, be loving, be kind, be grateful, stay in gratitude, stay in gratitude. Stay in, not ingratitude. Stay inside of gratitude. I have to make that clear. Stay inside of gratitude. Say thank you to somebody today. Love somebody today. Have a wonderful weekend. Let me know if you have any questions. A très bientôt. See you. Beslama.